Welcome to Psachim, Peraches, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 8, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins, Ha'omer la'avdo, one that tells his servant, Tzei u'shchot alayasa, Pesach, go out, and shecht, slaughter a carbon Pesach on my behalf. Now the master didn't explain if he meant a lamb or a goat, because both of those are appropriate. Like the Pasuk says, min ha'kivasim u'min ha'izim tikachu. You could take from either a lamb, or you could take a goat. Shachak gedi, if he slaughtered a lamb, yochal. The master could eat it, even if the master a whole year likes lamb better. Shachat la, if he slaughtered a lamb, yochal, it could be eaten, even though normally the master may prefer goat, because since he didn't explain, he probably relied upon the discretion of his servant, and therefore it's a kosher carbon. Shachat gedi utla, let's say the servant slaughtered both, a lamb and a goat. He wanted to err on the side of caution. His master shouldn't get mad at him. Yocham and Harishon, he eats the first one. And the second one is pasul. It's invalid because once a person brings one carbon Pesach, they can't bring a second. Continues the Mishnah. Shachach. If the servant forgot, ma mar lo rabo. That means the master specified either a goat or a lamb. But the servant forgot. Ketzad yase. What should he do? Says the Mishnah, Yishcho tala ugdi, he should slaughter both a lamb and a goat, viyomar, and he should say, Im gidi amar li rabbi, if my master told me that I should take a goat, gidi shalo vitale shali, then let the goat be for his carbon Pesach, and the lamb be mine. Vim tala amar li rabbi, but if my master said that I should slaughter a lamb, tala shalo, then let the lamb be his, ugdi shali, and let the goat be mine. Shachach rabo ma'omalo. Finally, says the Mishnah, what do you do if the master himself forgets? They already slaughtered both of them using the previous condition that if my master this, then me this, and if me that, my master that, then me this. And he comes back to his master and he says, by the way, what did you tell me to slaughter? And the master also doesn't remember. A bunch of forgetful people. Shneim yetzu lebeis hasreifa. Both of the sacrifices are no longer kosher, and eventually they need to be burned on the 16th of Nisan. Upeturim ilasos Pesach Sheni. Nevertheless, they do not need to make the Pesach Sheni, the second carbon Pesach brought a month later on the 15th of Iyar. The Talmud explains that the only time that they don't have to bring the Pesach Sheni is if the master only forgets, he doesn't remember, and it's already after Zrika. The animal's been slaughtered, the blood's already been sprinkled. Then, since at the time of the sprinkling, it was a known fact who it was slaughtered, who it was sprinkled for, who it was slaughtered for. So then we say it's kosher, because at the time of the Zrika, at the time of the sprinkling, it was fit to be eaten. But if the master forgot before Zrika, before the blood was sprinkled, since at the time of the Zrika, of the sprinkling, it wasn't fit to be eaten, both the master and the servant need to make a Karban Pesach Sheni, the second Karban Pesach, on the 15th of the month of Iyar. Wishing you a wonderful and successful upcoming day.